Live from the Fox Studios on Clarendon Street with Melbourne's own.
Here we go.
I want to hear who you are related to, a celebrity. It can be distant. It can be something you've never even verified. It all started with me thinking I was related to Australian tennis player Nicole Pratt. I am not at all. No. I was thinking of Nicole Provis and still not even sure exactly how I'm related to her. But Will from Geelong, this will be far more interesting. Who are you related to?
Well, I'm not sure how verified this one is, but my grandma told me that the lady on the $20 note is my sixth great-grandma.
Wow.
It sounds legit, Will, like, because you wouldn't make that up.
No. That's your sixth great-grandma.
What's her name? Who is on the $20 bill?
Mary, I think.
Raby.
Yeah.
What did Mary do?
I think she's a convict. I don't exactly know.
Yeah, she stole $20 back in the day. And then they celebrated it by putting her on the $20 note, which is a great effort.
I actually love, Will, that you're going to hang on to this and claim it, but you've never actually looked into who the woman is.
Oh, absolutely. I'll claim it.
It's a good one. That's a great
especially
one
when you
to
have
brag.
Kids. He's a 20. He's your grandma.
Yeah, he's your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandma.
Bang.
That's good. Well, I like that. Ash in Dramata. Hi, Ash.
Morning, guys. How goes it?
Goes
How
really
goes it?
Well,
goes good.
Ash. Who? This is a good brag. Who are you related to?
Oh, I'm actually related to Fev.
To me?
Oh. Footballer. Yeah.
Mate, in Dramana too. Nice
Ash,
and close. How?
How?
Our grandmothers are sisters.
Which ones?
Faye and Carmel.
Oh yes, Carmel.
By the way, two fantastic grandma names.
Faye
and Carmel.
Yeah, Faye and Carmel.
Mate. Awesome.
Yeah.
Who makes the best sandwiches in the world?
Mate, Faye
jam sandwiches, mate. Yeah. Faye.
Did you get the jam sandwiches too?
Absolutely.
My God, I've got this addiction, and I spoke when I was up in Portland with my family just before Christmas. That Nan used to make these jam sandwiches with this bread. Like she'd cake this jam on, and then she'd cut the crust off, and you'd squeeze the jam out the sides and suck the jam up until it was flat. Oh yeah, it was the most amazing sandwich.
White bread. What kind of bread was
just
she
white
using?
Bread.
White bread, of course.
Of course, white bread.
You're putting jam on sourdough
every time.
Hey, quick side note, fans. How's your big garbage bin going, mate?
Big garbage bin.
What have you got? Oh, he's looking sheepish, yeah. Ash. What have you brought up?
Is that you that brought it?
Absolutely.
I spoke to you.
Yeah.
Why didn't you say we were related? No, because at home.
I did at the basketball.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I saw you at the basketball. That's right. When I was watching my little niece Liv play. Happy birthday, Liv, yesterday. No, so rubbish. We've got a lot of people in our house. And in the peninsula, they have these little bins. I don't know if they're for, like, just kids or, like, but they're the, like, you couldn't even stick one of my kids in there. They're that small.
Mm.
So Ash, my cousin, said, mate, I've got a big, massive bin. I'll drop it over your house. And he brought it over. So now I've got two bins. No dump and runs anymore.
That's great. What a great, see, how great is it that you're related to Ash? Yeah. Ash has come through with the goods.
Yeah, we both have jam sandwiches. Well,
oh, that's nice.
Ash,
Faye and
bloody
Carmel.
Legend.
Oh, lovely to talk to
not
you,
here
Ash.
Not anymore, but yeah. Anyway, we'll have a pot, mate.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Sounds good.
Oh, good. Love to see cousins reunited on the show.
Good luck, Ash. I drank with him at Super Bowl Monday last year and it still hurts.
Sebastian from West Footscray. Hi, Sebastian.
G'day, hey, how you going?
Really well. Now, who is your distant cousin?
So, it's actually Fev again.
Oh, jeez.
We're a big family.
We're all coming out of the woodwork, aren't they? Are you you have to be dad's side, being a Sebastian.
No, because what happens is my mum is actually cousins with Brendan's brother's wife, I'm pretty sure.
Oh,
so we're not related.
Well, yes. No, you can claim that.
Well, I can claim that we're related.
So,
marriage.
You're related to Megan?
No, yeah, but, you know, same.
But yeah, it is.
Jason's not married to Megan yet.
Oh, but he had children.
Yeah.
On the family tree. So if you're all on the family tree and you and Sebastian are on that family tree together, related.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Well, I've seen that we're cousins. I need a bit of cash if you could help me out.
Fifi, Fev and Nick. We have been making headlines around the world over the last week. The Novak drama. And he left last night, deported.
Yeah,
gone. Not many people have obviously been able to speak to him. And this is an incredibly exclusive interview. We are incredibly thrilled that this came off. We are crossing now to Novak Djokovic. Novak, welcome to the show.
Hello, peasants. It is very happy for you to be in my presence.
No bag, thank you for giving
so
over.
Humble.
Gee, you've had a tough week, Novak. I mean, how are you going to reflect on this time?
Well, you know, Fifi, to be honest, I'm actually hiding in Brendan Favola's trophy cabinet here in Melbourne. And
fit. There's nothing in there.
Well, that's it. It's very spacious in here. I've been doing exercises. I've been able to do some laps. It's amazing. It's amazing in here.
What was the Carlton Hotel like, mate, in detention?
I tell you what, I've never seen such proletariat-like facilities. You know, it was, for me, a man of my stature with my bravado and my presence, I cannot believe how far down I stooped to stay in a hotel with such proletariat. It is just not in my nature, you know? I stay in 5 stars and nothing less. That is the lowest star I've ever seen.
Novak, is this the worst overseas trip you've ever had?
The Nick Cody, let me say this. It is honestly the worst time of my life. And I have lost to Rafa. And that is definitely saying something because, you know, for me, nothing is worse than this. I am so disappointed.
Hey, Novak, you are hiding in my bear trophy cabinet, but someone else that also likes to hang out with you in that cabinet. Is Nick Kyrgios there?
Nick Kyrgios is actually also in your trophy cabinet, Brendan Favola. Let me grab him.
Pass him on.
What's going on, Bruce? It's good to be here, bro.
Yep. Mate, how's Call of Duty going, Nick?
Bro, like, I'm actually playing COD now, so this better be good, Nick, bro, because, like, you've literally disrupted my game, bro.
Nick, what? I mean, forgive me, I haven't been across the news, I've been overseas. How are you fit? Are you playing in the Australian Open? What's happening with you?
To be honest, Fifi Box, I don't even know, bro. Like, I think I'm playing. I don't know. I actually don't know. Uh-huh. I don't know.
Hey, good luck, Nick. Hey, is your great mate, Andy Murray, your sparring partner, is he with you? Obviously, he's your bum buddy.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I'll go grab him, bro. Oh, yeah, Mazda, bro.
God, that is an empty trophy cabinet you've got.
Mate, it's got no one in it. Andy.
Hi, guys. Obviously, you can tell by the demeanor in my voice that I'm really happy to be here. Yeah.
Is your mate Nick playing? He doesn't know if he's playing or not?
To be honest, obviously Nick doesn't know if he's playing or not. He's obviously going to play up off the court. We know that. Whether he turns up on it, that remains to be seen.
Nick, forgive me again for my naivety. Are you playing? Have you retired? Andy. Sorry, Andy.
I think he's injured.
That's a valid question, Fifi. I was pretty much done, down for the count. And then, to make matters worse, I lost to Aslan Karatsev leading up to the Australian Open in the Sydney tournament. And, it's really hard losing to a guy you know you'd snip if you weren't injured. So that was a bit disappointing for me, yeah.
Geez, you've got a lot of energy for a Monday. Hey, what do you think about Novak and the situation he's got himself in?
I mean, yeah, Nick, it's a real conundrum. I, for one, am elated that I don't have to face the man. It's great for me because I'm not going to play him. But I think it's a real conundrum and I don't like to get involved in politics. That's very cheeky of you, Nick.
Someone that probably had something to do with this, he might have been at the Border Patrol when Novak was coming in. Your great mate, Rafa, is he there?
I'll grab Rafa. Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks. Hey, good luck, Andy.
Hello, everybody. Very, very happy to be on the Fifi at Nick show. It's always great honor.
Now, Rafa, I just did say to Andy Murray, were you and Roger Federer at the Border Force not letting him in so he didn't beat your Grand Slam record?
Yes, it's amazing. The media here in Australia are very, very good to pick up on the uniform that Rafa was wearing. I thought my novelty mustache was a good disguise, but they picked up on it on the news. So
Rafa, you're a good chance now of winning this. Are you confident?
Well, I'm going to chop everyone, Fifi. We know this. I have incredible forehand, unbelievable slice backhand, very good kick serve, and I cannot wait to get on the court and show everybody my biceps, my triceps, and my huge quadriceps, which coincidentally got bigger since I got the COVID virus. So,
mate, your biceps do look big. Now, what do you think about Novak? You're obviously all on 20 Grand Slams each. What do you think about him not being able to play?
Well, I think same sentiment as Andy Murray, because obviously now I got to chop everyone. Novak was my only competition, so I am laughing all the way to the bank now.
Well, Rafa, thank you for joining us. Please pass on our thanks to Andy Murray, Nick Kyrgios, and Novak. I hope you all make your way out of Fev's trophy cabinet. And also, look, while we're here for no reason at all, I just wanted to plug a good mate of ours, Elliot Loney. He's right across the tennis. He's ripped too, by the way, at the moment.
He's very ripped.
He is in ripped condition. But check out, he's on social media. Social media, ElliotLoney.com. Very, very funny man. And I just brought that up for no reason as we say goodbye to these tennis players.
Thank you, Novak.
See you, Novak.
Andy Murray, wrapping it up.
Fifi, Fev, and Nick.
Full House star, you may remember Jodie Sweetin. She was the middle child and she hasn't really kicked on. Like, I see the other two around.
Like a lot of middle children, I reckon.
Yes.
Sort of under the radar.
Do you want to hear a fact about Full House? Now we're doing facts.
Not? Yep.
Do you know the Olsen twins?
Yep.
They both never appeared at the same time in a show.
That makes sense because they were playing one character.
One character. Yeah, so they used each kid.
Yes.
When one was tired, they bring the other kid in and they just alternate.
But what did you think was the alternative to that?
Just one of them.
Oh, you thought one of them was the kid?
Yeah.
No, but that was the whole point of having twins.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is they always used the one kid,
at a time.
One at a time. They never used them together.
No, because you couldn't, because that would have been, they had twins on the show.
Yeah.
And they didn't have twins on
the
show.
No, they didn't.
The
but no one really knew that.
The impressive.
Did they know that? Everyone know that?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Good fact.
Yeah.
The impressive thing was Fev's had to drink 21 VB stubbies this morning to get to that one.
Mate, I'm having a mare.
Sorry, I have to pull you up. So you just said there were two girls playing the one character on the show and no one ever knew.
I didn't know. I didn't think they knew that. You all knew that.
That they were twins.
I don't know. You're confusing me.
You've confused yourself.
We've brought her up because she's engaged.
The drive's getting to me.
She's engaged.
I'm having tomorrow off.
Jodie Sweetin is engaged for the fifth time. And we were saying, this is a we got one on the show. We have a segment where we just need one caller, and that, and we don't think we'll get any. Fev and I didn't think we'd get any calls.
I don't know what I'm thinking.
Nick.
I was very confident.
He's confident. There are lots of people around Melbourne and Greater Victoria who have been engaged five or more times.
And we got one!
Unbelievably, we got one. Rochelle from Keysborough. Hi, Rochelle.
Hi, morning. How you going, guys?
Morning.
Really well. Rochelle, have you been engaged five times?
Not me, myself. No, I'm not that dirty, but it was my stepdad.
Your granddad?
My stepdad.
Stepdad.
My mum was number two of them, and he cheated on all of them with the next wife.
Wife,
so you think number four or number five would have learnt the lesson from number one or number two, but no, he kept going. And as far as I know, he's still going with number seven.
Seven!
Wow.
At least he's moved on and stayed with the same girl.
Yeah, but does the girl, I wonder, Rochelle, and you probably don't know this, but do the new girls know the backstory? Because if I'd know, he's going to do the same to me.
You'd make a WhatsApp group with the other ones, I reckon.
Yeah, they'll become friends.
And now he's up to seven. I know it sounds bad, but you want him to get double digits? Like, I want
to get to 10, get to 10.
No!
Good effort,
Rochelle,
Razor Ray.
Thank you for sharing that. And, I mean, unbelievably.
We got
another one, and this is a first-hand story. Carly from Keilor. Hi, Carly.
Hi, how are you guys?
Carly, we're good, and we're about to crown you the caller who was called through. But have you been engaged more than five times?
Yeah, six times.
Six? Wow. Ever married?
No.
Okay.
Close to. One time planned a wedding, but and then just ducked out last minute.
Have you ducked? Are you the runaway bride every time?
I think so.
Is it because you cheat on your partner, or do you?
No. Never cheated. Never.
Just left.
Yeah, just ended nicely.
Carly, are there multiple engagements to one person, or is this six?
No.
Six
freshies, and my current boyfriend just proposed to me too. Wow.
Carly, jeez. I mean,
seventh time lucky.
Did you say yes?
I said I'll think about it.
Carly, I'm probably not the first person who have asked you this, but is it possible you have commitment issues?
Correct.
does your boyfriend know you've been engaged 6 times?
No.
Oh, God, let's ring him. Can we ring him?
No.
Carly, you must be. You're clearly a top sort because you're in demand and they want to put a ring on it. So, wow, it must be very flattering to be proposed to 6 times.
It is, yeah, but it's spaced over like 25 years.
Do you have any regrets? Are there any of them that you think I probably should have locked him down?
None at all.
Good. Okay.
Can you just see them coming now? Like when the boyfriend goes, hey, we're going to a mountaintop. You're like, here we go.
I dread it. It's just sick in my stomach. Fifi, Fev, and
Nick. Yesterday on the show, Fev, you had some funny moments. And one of the moments.
I had a mare.
Well, we were talking about Full House. And just to recap, we were talking about Full House. And that's the TV show from the 90s with John Stamos and the late Bob Saget and the Olsen twins. Yeah. And the Olsen twins, that's where they started. For people might not now know them as fashion designers. But they were 2 years old and they both played one character on the show. So the baby on the show, and according to actors' laws, you can't have a child that age on set for too long. So they always get in twins and the twins rotate.
Remember when I said, let's not bring this up ever again?
Well, if you missed it, this was how it unraveled over about an hour and a half yesterday.
Man. Do you know the Olsen twins?
Yep.
They both never appeared at the same time in a show.
What did you think was the alternative to that?
Just one of them.
Oh, you thought one of them was the kid?
Yeah.
No, but that was the whole point of having twins.
I didn't think they knew that. You all knew that.
That they were twins.
I don't know. You're confusing me.
You've confused yourself.
Bev wasn't even thinking about Full House.
No.
He was thinking about Parent Trap with Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
But more concerning, you thought there were two Lindsay Lohans. Lindsay Lohan had a sister, a twin sister. And to clarify this, the way from Hollywood, Lindsay Lohan's mum, Dina, has a message for you.
Fab, that is hilarious that you thought the Olsen twins were my little Lindsay, but you're not too far off because so many people think that I have twin daughters, which there's only one of my beautiful Lindsay. But actually at the premiere of the movie, Bob Iger and the guys at Disney actually thought Lindsay was a twin, and they came up to me and they said, your daughters were so amazing. So chalk it up to being a great actress, but it's a funny story, and I'm happy you enjoyed the movie.
Thank you. See, she agrees.
She doesn't agree.
She did. All I got from that was, I was right.
Good morning, I'm James Lake, and this is the Fifi, Fev and Nick Bulletin. As school prepares for a return after summer, a lot of Melburnians are making their way back to the office as well, following weeks off for the Christmas break.
We haven't seen each other for 6 weeks. I want to know everything. Fev, Nick, what have you done?
We went to Lawn the week after the show finished for 10 days. My parents came down for 4 nights.
I did nothing. I didn't do anything. Literally, I didn't leave the house.
Wow.
Swam in the pool, drank bottles of wine. That was it. That's all I've done.
Did you go for walks?
No. Alex did. Didn't walk and do anything. I literally did nothing. That was my holiday.
How are you?
I need a holiday.
And whilst the most popular location for summer holidays was interstate, some lucky Australians managed to get out of the country for a break.
We were just talking about our breaks and my holiday to Fiji. Every morning in the resort, they do pool competitions. And then Trixie was like, Mum, can you please do the swimming race? I came second, guys.
Well done.
Like that.
Amazing.
And I was honestly like a hand's length, like I reckon 2 centimetres off the winner. So second.
Trixie's
come in. Okay, Trix.
Did your mum really come second?
Yes.
How many people were in the race?
Two.
There it is. We can
make it if we try. Instagram users are being warned to keep an eye out for suspicious behaviour on their accounts after reports of hacking around the globe.
I woke up one morning and I couldn't get into my Instagram account, so I'd been hacked. And then a few people go, we can get into it. I'm sending all my details.
Hang on, you're sending all your details to a hacker?
How many details? Oh, no.
Transferring $550
no, to
his PayPal account. Yeah, I did. Then he said to me, I need your license.
Oh, oh no. Fair, no.
Anyway, Marcel, our tech guy, what's he do, Marcel? A day later, got my Instagram account back.
How much did you pay him?
Nothing.
The UK is set to trial a radical concept of the four-day work week, but will it make its way down under?
There's a campaign called the four-day week campaign.
Right.
So you're working Monday to Thursday, but you get 100% of your salary.
Brilliant.
It's not bad.
I know we've been on this a long time.
Yes.
A long time. Now listen to me. We work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off. So that means we'd get Wednesday, pretty much Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're only working 3 days.
I want the Thursday off.
Fev said we're pretty much working 3 days and held up four fingers. So I don't know if this is
the Australian Open is now in full swing with all the best players from around the world here in Melbourne. Well, almost all the players.
We are crossing now to Novak Djokovic. Novak, welcome to the show.
Hello, hello, peasants. It is very happy for you to be in my presence.
Gee, you've had a tough week, Novak. I mean, how are you going to reflect on this time?
Well, you know, Fifi, to be honest, I'm actually hiding in Brendan Favola's trophy cabinet. It's very spacious in here. I've been doing exercises. I've been able to do some laps. It's amazing.
Speaking of tennis, broadcaster Fifi Box revealed this week a connection to a famous player.
Sorry, I'm related to Nicole Pratt. Am I related to her or are we sort of friends? I can't remember.
Isn't she married to Bradkey, the basketballer?
Oh, is she?
No, Nicole Pratt's not married to Mark Bradkey. That'd be Nicole Bradkey.
No, but that is Nicole Pratt. Nicole Pratt is Nicole Bradkey. This is all coming together now. They're my relative. I know
no,
this.
No, they're not the same person.
And I'm Nick Cody and Nick Kyrgios. What are you talking about?
Finally, a test has appeared online that measures how bougie you are with some surprising results.
Let's find out, boys, whether you are bougie. Do either of you wear matching sets of pyjamas?
No.
No, because I'm not a child.
Do either of you wear a satin robe?
No.
No.
Do either of you play jazz music?
Oh, God, no.
Do you have a bath caddy?
Pardon?
What?
See that thing across the bar? It's so you can have your bath wine and your disposal.
No, it's your wine and your cheese while you're sitting there bathing yourself.
I have a stubby in the shower. Is that bougie?
That's it from the newsroom. For more Fifi, Fev and Nick, grab the podcast from the Listener app. And as Fev and Nick always say,
more chili!